Hello, everybody. I'm George from Ireland. Thank you for coming back to my channel. So talking about St. Patrick's Day in Washington, D.C. Now, when was it that the Taoiseach, and occasionally the President of Ireland, started to go to the United States to meet the President on St. Patrick's Day? Wouldn't it be refreshing if our Taoiseach spent Paddy's Day in Ireland for once? And okay, he did during coronavirus, but Micheál Martin was off there. Jet setting, being a world statesman, just a few days after he hosted Sir Keir Starmer by the banks of my only lovely Lee. So, in case you're not Irish, you wouldn't know Taoiseach is like our Prime Minister. Was there to meet President Trump in the Oval Office, okay, wearing this sprig of shamrock and so forth. So, various other politicians from the Republic of Ireland and Northern Ireland go along. So they were cordially received and seemed to be quite successful. Good body language, the chemistry was positive. So Micheál Martin, he is a consummate politician, not in a good way. He's a chiseling little crook, will say anything, do anything for his own advancement, really has no morals, will be left wing, right wing, whatever. Was a complete arse crawler his entire career, and it's worked for him. You look where he is. We're just sort of kowtowing to Charlie Haughey way back in the 80s. And then he's been in the game so long, that's why he's risen to quite a high position. So anyway, the Taoiseach gives the President of the United States this bowl of shamrocks. They started doing that in the 1950s. I'm not so sure if Taoiseach were going there annually that far back. So anyway, President Trump had some warm words to say about Ireland, and so that is that's welcome, and even had a fair stab at pronouncing Taoiseach. So we go on. Okay, so I don't know if he made any anti-Irish remarks. One of the few people he hasn't slagged off, despite the fact that, we in the Republic of Ireland, we're not like sending troops to the Persian Gulf. We don't. Our navy is tiny. The naval service, only eight vessels, can't really call them ships. Okay, but that was mostly talking about Iran, and obviously the Irish Republic doesn't support this military action, this illegal Israeli-American attack upon Iran and so forth. So Micheál Martin largely kept his counsel. Anyway, so he said all sorts of positive things about the tremendous contribution we Irish have made to the United States and so forth, and how 23 presidents had some Irish ancestry. And yes, that's true. Yeah, I mean, we should also look at all the presidents of Ireland, or Taoiseach, who've got some English, Welsh, and Scots ancestry. I don't know why that's not pointed out quite so much. Okay, so anyway, the leader of Sinn Féin, the biggest party in the Republic, biggest party in Northern Ireland, Mary Lou McDonald, she didn't go. She boycotted it because the United States is obviously expediting genocide in Gaza. And indeed, Michelle O'Neill, the First Minister of Northern Ireland, she's also a Sinn Féiner. But the Deputy First Minister was there, Emma Little Pengelly of the Democratic Unionist Party. And she thought it was a pity that the Sinn Féin leaders were not there. But I actually do have sympathy with Sinn Féin on this one, because what the United States is doing, providing the arms and diplomatic cover for these atrocities against Palestinian civilians, is absolutely sickening. And we've got to signal our disapprobation. Boycotting, is that effective? I mean, is going effective? I don't know. Right, so what do you think? Should we continue having our Taoiseach go to the United States every St. Patrick's Day? And there's so much paddy whackery. People want to dress up in these leprechaun outfits. I mean, leprechauns are actually not talked about in Ireland very much. The little people, meaning half-bodied. It's always anything back about 400 years. The fake orange beards. Everything green. Yeah, I mean, celebrating Ireland is a magnificent thing to do. I always want to go up to Kirkpatrick sometime. I wouldn't go up barefoot, but don't need to be playing the tin whistle. I'm not against doing it, and there are aspects of our culture which I think are delightful, like Irish dancing. Not that I can dance to save my life. I'm no Terpsichorean. Some of our food and drink I do like. What else? There are things about Irish culture which I like some of our folk music, some of I don't. Sometimes it's droning on. Republicanism I revile. Gaelic games, I mean, I don't care, but I'm obviously not against it. Some of it, I suppose, our round towers, our flora and fauna somewhat. Some of our architecture, Georgian architecture, which I know isn't uniquely Irish. Yeah, so music, I mean, depends some. I'm just looking at the pub culture. Yes, I'm up there, but So, in these St. Patrick's Day parades, you often carry a Scots saltire, fine. Carry a St. George's cross as well, and a Welsh dragon and so forth, because some of our ancestors come from there, and so many of us have got so many people who are Irish live in North Britain, Mid Britain, South Britain, and so forth, and not just West Britain. All right. Well, thank you so much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe to my channel. Donate PayPal, georgecallan7992@gmail.com, Patreon. And yeah, make sure you do everything to big up Ireland. What else to say? We'll say, happy St. Patrick's Day. Toodaloo.